It is drizzly in Nashville this morning, 66 degrees right now, and looking forward into the Memorial Day weekend. It's not looking like a sunny one at all. Rain in the forecast every day. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee prison officials aborted an execution yesterday after failing to place an IV line into Tony Carruthers' veins. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney says there will be no reports in the media about what the failed execution looked like.
Media witnesses to executions are marched into a viewing room adjoining the death chamber. There's a big window with a black curtain hanging over it. Prison guards open the curtain after the IV lines are established. Reporters take notes and share their observations in a press conference after the execution. That's what Stephen Hale of the Nashville Banner tried to do yesterday. The curtain remained closed as the staff tried and failed to place the IV.
For that hour and 20 minutes, we were sitting in a dark room and could only faintly hear what was going on. As frustrating as it is to not be able to tell you what we witnessed, that's the most we can kind of do.
In January, prison officials were ordered by a Davidson County judge to keep the curtain open the whole time. A lawsuit from the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press successfully argued that was necessary for government transparency. The state appealed. In April, the Tennessee Supreme Court temporarily blocked the change. That's why the curtains were closed during Carruthers' failed execution. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
WPLN, the National Banner, and the Associated Press were all parties to that lawsuit. A Stewart County man has been sentenced to 24 months in prison after pleading guilty to planning an attack on a Nashville mosque. 19-year-old Gunner Fisher was arrested in late 2024 following an FBI investigation. That came after the Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta warned of concerning messages on his accounts. WSMV reports Fisher's sentence is set to start in July and will also include years of supervised release with conditions like mental health treatment. In a statement, the American Muslim Advisory Council calls Fisher's case, quote, a wake-up call about the real threats to our community. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And a little bit more about those weather forecasts. 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, about a 70% chance of overnight rain. Then tomorrow, less of a chance, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but still cloudy skies, only gradually becoming sunny with a high in the low 80s. And we get some more rain in the forecast Saturday night, about an 80% chance of showers on Sunday and Monday as well.